Springfield's hottest hits, 92.9 The Beat, Lauren and Amber, two chicks and a mic with two extra chicks. We got some bonus chicks in here today. Jessica and Crystal with Project Shatterproof. Thank you guys for being here. I'm probably not going to explain it so great. Can you please put it in your own words, what Project Shatterproof is?
Raise awareness for sexual assault victims. We wanted to show that even though women and men have scars, they're still beautiful.
Aw, I love the idea of this. I was looking at your picture gallery online and it almost made me cry, to be honest with you, because it's just so it's real.
It is real. It shows everybody's vulnerability. The images are supposed to be thought-provoking. They're supposed to shock
you. Definitely. Because that's not always something that you see a sign of. Crystal, can you talk a little bit about your experiences?
Just being a part of the project, I was actually really nervous. One of the biggest things that I've dealt with since my trauma, it's actually happened to me three different times. I have this really weird version of myself that I assume people see. So being asked to be photographed really kind of freaked me out at first. The more I got into it, and mind you, I found out about it the day before. It was kind of a last minute ordeal. And when I jumped in, I was like, you know what? Jump in with both feet. This is something important. And just doing the project made me feel important again for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, was it kind of a healing process in a way?
Yeah, it's almost like purging and then letting it go kind of thing. Seeing my image was a lot different than looking at other people's. If you guys thought you were shocked, imagine the participants actually looking at their own pictures and oh my God, that is me. Somebody seeing how I felt on the inside, on the outside for the first time.
It has to make you feel so vulnerable yet so good.
It really does, yeah. And you'd be surprised how that strength comes out as soon as you are faced with negative feedback, because you know there's going to be some. It's very controversial. The strength to stick up for the project itself gave me the strength to stand up for myself.
Wow, that's really, really powerful. Where can folks see your images?
Go to visualimpressions.net/shatter-proof. It's really hard to say unless they can actually visualize it.
Okay, we'll put the link online.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if they Google visual impressions, there's a link at the top that they can go to the project and they can see what the project meant to me. They can see all of the images. They can see videos of behind the scenes, my interview, and then also who else participated in the project and some of the empowering statements of the girls, how they felt empowered after the project. Oh, if anybody wants to see the project in person, they can come down
on the square.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
October 27th from 4 to 7.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. We'll be sure to put a link over on our website so folks can check out the gallery. It's very, very moving. Girl power, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having us.